Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, Mr. Fitz. It's Daniel, your realtor. I have some bad news. It turns out that you won't be able to move into your office until next Wednesday, not on Monday as originally planned. The heating and ventilation system needs some repairs, and the building's maintenance man still hasn't gotten to them. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, this also means that we'll need to meet again. I need you to sign a new lease since the dates will be different now. Let me know when you're available. Thanks. Number 71. According to the speaker, what is being delayed? Number 72. Why does the speaker apologize? Number 73. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
And that should conclude a very productive meeting. I'm quite excited that our team has been put in charge of planning the agency's annual team-building trip, and will be able to do it at a fairly low cost, all things considered. After lunch, I'll start preparing the presentation that we'll give to the executive board. Once they approve our plans and funding, we can start reserving bus tickets and cabins for everyone. Oh, and speaking of which, please take a look at the campground's website. You can see all of the activities that are available, so then we can figure out the day-to-day itinerary.
Number 74. What is the speaker helping to organize? Number 75. What does the speaker say she will do later today? Number 76. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Noah, this is Haley. It's about the city tour we are supposed to do with the designer who is visiting the agency this weekend. I'm really sorry, but something else came up, and you'll have to do it by yourself. I looked over the itinerary you planned, and it looks great. I emailed you the address of the cafe I was telling you about, too. I think you'll both enjoy it. If you need any other ideas, you have my cell phone number.
Number 77. Who is visiting the agency this weekend? Number 78. What did the speaker send to the listener? Number 79. What does the speaker say?
You have my cell phone number.
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Welcome, soccer fans, to Fairview Stadium. We're all excited for today's big game. However, some rain is expected for this afternoon, so I hope you brought an umbrella with you. If not, you can purchase one at any of our concession stands. In more exciting news, we will have a raffle contest today, and the winning ticket will be drawn after the first half of the game. The winner could go home today with a lot of extra money. So if you'd like to buy a ticket and enter, just ask one of the attendants working in each section.
Number 80. Where is the announcement being made? Number 81. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 82. According to the speaker, why should the listeners talk with a staff member? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following instructions.
Welcome to the Hindle Building, where your new offices will be. First, we'll stop by the security desk to pick up your ID cards. And remember, you and your employees will need them, especially since you're on the top floor. The elevators are equipped with scanners. Then I'll show you a useful map of the area that includes popular transportation routes. Keep in mind, some bus routes have recently changed, so some are now better for morning commuters.
Number 83. Who is the speaker talking to? Number 84. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"The elevators are equipped with scanners"?
Number 85. What does the speaker say has recently changed? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Alana. It's Ross. I know that you're on night shift duty this month on the assembly line, but we just received a huge request for 500 TMX brake pads that needs to go out as soon as possible. It would help me a lot if you could come in at noon and work the afternoon shift too. I know it's asking a lot, but I would let you claim both shifts as overtime, which would result in a nice paycheck. Let me know right after you get this message. Thanks in advance.
Number 86. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 87. What problem does the speaker report? Number 88. What will the speaker allow the listener to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Welcome, everyone, to the weekly meeting here at our restaurant. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you to check your measurements for new uniforms and send them to the personnel manager by Wednesday. Now let's start this meeting with some very pleasing news. We are fully booked tonight for the first time in a few months. I'd like to thank you all for your hard work. Because of your efforts, our restaurant is becoming more and more popular. I had planned to issue you all a bonus payment, but our system is currently being updated, so check your bank accounts in a few days for an extra $100.
Number 89. What does the speaker remind the listeners to do by Wednesday? Number 90. What good news does the speaker mention? Number 91. Why does the speaker say,
"Our system is currently being updated"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
Before we start, I know you are all tired from another long day in the office, so thank you for staying and working into the evening. It's necessary because we just found an error in our payroll program, and as you know, paychecks need to go out tomorrow. So until we fix the error, we need to go through and recalculate each paycheck ourselves. It will take a while, but as one way of saying thanks, I'll buy takeout for everybody this evening from Gino's. Just take a look at this menu and write down your order.
Number 92. What does the speaker thank the listeners for? Number 93. In which division do the listeners most likely work? Number 94. What does the speaker say she will provide? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and identification badge. Hi, I'm leaving this message for the manager of the administration office, Georgina Travers. My name is David Wells, and I recently signed up for a 6-month membership at Delaney Country Club. I spoke with you in your office yesterday afternoon. You gave me a membership card, but I just noticed that the assigned parking space number on the card is not the correct one. All the other details are fine, though. I'd appreciate it if you could call back whenever it's convenient for you. You can reach me at 555-8112. Number 95. Which department is the speaker calling? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What information does the speaker say is incorrect? Number 97. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and directory.
Welcome shoppers to Wire World Electronics. We'll be celebrating New Year's Day this month with fantastic deals throughout the store. For instance, right now, we're having a sale on all of our computers, so check out that department to see how much you can save. Desktops, laptops, and even tablet devices have all had their prices dropped for this event. Also, stop by the new game console department to try out some of the most popular video games available. Finally, don't forget to visit our website to apply for a Wire World membership card to save even more money on your purchases.
Number 98. Why is the sale being held? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which floor is the sale on? Number 100. According to the speaker, what is available on a website?